From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We have 85 degrees right now at Rito Tahoe International Airport under mostly cloudy skies, a flood watch in effect, believe it or not. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It is our top local stories this hour. We begin with the latest on the big bug fire and the stallion fires burning across Washoe and other parts of northern Nevada.
There's been too many communities threatened simultaneously and on different sides of the fire.
Coming up, the latest numbers on the fires and which way they're heading. A word from the Washoe Sheriff for those who might try to loot evacuated neighborhoods.
If you are one of those individuals that thinks you're going to take advantage of the situation, we will get you.
And new details directly ahead on why Sheriff Balaam says homeowners need not worry about their valuables if they're forced to leave. And the newest information about the woman accused of starting one of the fires. On the way, the surprising story behind how police were able to find her. And we begin with breaking news on KKFT Fire Watch. BLM Nevada says the bug fire has now exceeded 66,000 acres, while the stallion fire is now more than 33,000. Both fires are still 0% contained as of Wednesday morning. Those fires, of course, our top local story. And as we reported, 0% containment for both of the fires. Those fighting the fires say it has been rough.
There's been too many communities threatened simultaneously and on different sides of the fire. So what that's led to is doing on a large scale what we call point protection. Instead of protecting one simple structure, we protected subdivisions. And that's going on right now. That's the fight that's going on in the field.
Strategic Commander Jason Coyle says the fires are really posing a challenge to crews due to the high winds and dry conditions, something echoed by the incident commander.
No doubt we got some tough days ahead of us with these winds that you can see behind you, up in these winds and the challenging conditions. But there are successes taking place out in the field, and that's because of the cooperation amongst all these cooperators, fire departments, agencies within the community areas.
Then Caleb Finch is asking everyone to be patient. 2,600 people are under evacuation orders right now. That will most likely grow. And we've got a map of the current evacuation zones up right now on our Twitter X page. Just search FM Talk 99.1. Meantime,
if you are evacuated, please get out. Because for us, our job is to make sure we get the neighborhood safe so that fire can move that equipment in and protect those neighborhoods.
And Washoe County Sheriff Darren Balaam says if you're in the yellow, get ready to evacuate.
If you are in the yellow, please get a go bag is what we call it. A duffel bag with some hygiene items, a couple days worth of clothes. If you have any medications, get those, put them in, any valuables that can fit in a small bag.
Sheriff Balaam adds he understands why people might be reluctant to leave, but he says your home will not be alone.
Please know we will have roving patrols in those neighborhoods that have been evacuated. If you are one of those individuals that thinks you're going to take advantage of the situation, we will get you, and we will take the appropriate action and get you off the streets.
The latest evacuation orders include Seven Lakes Mountain to Dogskin Mountain in rural northern Washoe County. And if you are without internet service and you need help with information, please call 311 in Washoe County. Someone will be able to answer all your questions. That number again is 311, and it does work from any phone. Well, she is accused of starting the Fred Mountain Fire, which merged into the bug fire. 47-year-old Christine Mitchell was taken into custody after she apparently confessed to police that she started the blaze on purpose. The Washoe Sheriff says Mitchell left a home off Fred's Mountain Road and began setting the fires. Then she flagged down crews rushing to the scene and told them she did it. Mitchell is now facing third-degree arson and drug charges. The start of school year again delayed by the fires for students at 9 Washoe County campuses: Desert Heights Elementary, Silver Lakes Elementary, Lemon Valley Elementary, Alice Taylor Elementary, Jesse Hall Elementary, Spanish Springs Elementary, Natchez Elementary, Shaw Middle, and Spanish Springs High School all closed today. If schools have to close again tomorrow, families will be notified by the latest 5:30 tomorrow morning, probably earlier. UNR says it's offering students impacted by the fire some support. The university's Dean of Students office is open, and students can contact the office at 775-682 7756846. I'll repeat that. That is 775-682-6846 for help. All major Reno resort hotels are offering special evacuation rates. They range from $49 to $59 a night. They've been extended through tomorrow night. You do have to show proof of residency, and you may not be able to bring your pets into your hotel room depending on the hotel. They include the Silver Legacy, the Circus Circus, the Jay, the Nugget, and the Peppermill. Well, in other news, an investigation into the deaths of nine skiers. Hard to believe he had snow way back when, but nine skiers off Lake Tahoe. Well, it is now closed.
The nine killed in a horrific avalanche near Lake Tahoe in February all died of asphyxiation after being buried beneath 5 to 6 feet of snow. A roughly 100-foot-wide wall of snow broke loose and raced down the mountain, burying all but two members of the 15-member backcountry group. Snow forecasters had issued dire warnings telling people to stay out of the backcountry because of avalanche danger. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And in other news as well, a close call in Fernley last night, given the fire conditions around the area, as a small brush fire broke out around 8:30 off Main Street. North Lion Fire got on scene. They were able to get the blaze out. It burned a tenth of an acre, I should say. No one hurt and nothing damaged. Well, attacked out of nowhere, one popular South Lake Tahoe supermarket. Now a 15-year-old boy is in custody. This went down last night at the Whole Foods around 6:30. Officers found the 42-year-old victim being helped by witnesses. He had been stabbed multiple times, later rushed to the hospital in stable condition. South Lake Tahoe police found the boy in the ski run area, was taken to El Dorado County Juvie on attempted murder charges. The victim did not know the boy, and the attack was not provoked. Well, this sounds really cool, and many Tesla drivers think it's awesome. Autopilot is gaining in popularity, and so are the crashes associated with that system and other automakers' similar programs.
Fuel Cell Works is reporting that the most recent data from Tesla and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration show that in May, there were 207 Tesla crashes in autopilot or self-driving modes. That's the most in any month ever. And they say the electric car company redacted information to identify if the cars were in autopilot or full self-driving at the time. Comparing Tesla's crashes in the first half of 2026 to that of years before, the brand is on track to surpass the number of crashes of vehicles in autopilot mode.
And that is News Nation's Marcus Espinoza. Other news that we are following. Students went back to school in Clark County yesterday. Metro Police wrote nearly 100 tickets. In addition to writing the citations, police also stopped around 250 drivers around school zones. They also reported 10 crashes near schools. State lawmakers have increased fines for drivers who break the law around schools. Some first-time offenses can be over $1,000 down there. It comes after the number of students hit by vehicles more than tripled last school year. Well, bankruptcies are soaring in Nevada. LendingTree says the state recorded about more than 100 bankruptcy filings per 100,000 people last year. They say that is the fourth highest rate in America. Nevada also saw business bankruptcies jump by more than 30%, and nationally, business bankruptcies only increased by 11%. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:14. I'm Greg Neff in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Thanks so much for joining us here on the KKFT News at Noon, and we are just getting started at 12:14.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
No collisions to tell you about. That's the good news. Things on the freeways are moving along at the limit. However, we have some relatively recent road closures. State Route 445, also known as the Pyramid Highway, north of Wingfield Springs, is closed right now. 446 is also closed, and 447 north of Interstate 80 is closed, all because of the fires up in those areas. It is 84 degrees in Sparks, 83 in Carson City, 81 in Wellington, 71 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Enough humidity to produce some thunderstorms through tomorrow. That's the expectation. And if we do get the thunderstorms, some of them could be heavy enough to produce flooding. That's why we have a flood watch from tomorrow morning at 5 until 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning, take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. 1 o'clock this afternoon after the noon news. It's Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your Noon News with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
In 1858, while running for Senate, Abraham Lincoln became well known for his humor and quick wit. In one particular debate, his opponent, Stephen Douglas, called Lincoln a two-faced man. Unperturbed, but with a sly smile on his face, Lincoln replied, "I'd leave it to my audience. If I had another face to wear, do you think I would wear this one?" The crowd erupted into laughter, and Lincoln won the debate. Abe's quick humor and ability to not take himself too seriously, along with his iron will and honest reputation, took him to the White House just 2 years later. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
I leave it to my audience. If excellent service is important to you, and financing options are too, if you expect only the best air conditioning for your home or office, then there's no debate about it. Lincoln wins this one too. Call 359-1985 for an Honest Abe deal or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Caring for a loved one with memory loss can leave you feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and concerned about the future. But you don't have to walk this path alone. Welcome to Valage Senior Living at Carson Valley. Through our Journey Memory Care program with Safely You AI Fall Detection, we provide dedicated memory care day and night. Before the weight becomes too heavy, visit valageseniorliving.com to see how we can help. At Valage, memory care is built around the whole person, not just a diagnosis. Our community offers customizable 24/7 personal care plans managed by our team members. Your loved one will enjoy a warm, welcoming home with comfortable spaces and chef-prepared meals made daily. Bring back the joy of simply being a family member again. Visit valageseniorliving.com to schedule a tour. That's valageseniorliving.com. Valage Senior Living at Carson Valley in Minden. We are here for you when you need us.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
As the wildland fires rage on, FEMA comes through for one so far. I'm John Potter for the new news. The bug fire up north is still out of control with 0% containment. The toll so far, 104 square miles. The Stallion fire burning southwest of Pyramid Lake has grown too, now at over 52 square miles. FEMA this morning approved federal funds there since the fire is threatening about 700 homes around Nixon, Sutcliffe, and Wadsworth. And the area's newest fire is racking up acreage in Douglas County. South of Gardnerville, the Eagle Fire east of 395 just north of Topaz Ranch Estates started from lightning yesterday. It's burned 230 acres, 0% containment. It's located in a remote area that is difficult to access by ground, so they're utilizing aircraft for that one. At 10 this morning, Topaz Lake was closed for two super scoopers to get water to fight the fire. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
85 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff from the Keystone CPA Studios. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Number one, 66,000 acres for the bug fire, 33,000 for the Stallion fire, 2,600 people evacuated. The end nowhere in sight.
There's been too many communities threatened. Simultaneously and on different sides of the fire.
And 9, Washoe County Schools. Number 2, 9 Washoe County Schools closed today due to the fires. Not clear when they'll be reopening. Number 3, hotels offering special evacuation rates. Those have been extended through Thursday. They range from $49 a night to $59 a night. You will need to show proof of residency. It is our top national story, and could there be a plea deal in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson?
A hearing in the federal case against Luigi Mangione is now scheduled for Friday after prosecutors and Mangione's attorneys filed a joint request for a conference with the judge overseeing the matter. Details about what the hearing is expected to address have not been made clear, but it follows Tuesday's final pretrial hearing in the New York State case against Mangione, which is set to go to trial September 8th. He has pleaded not guilty to both state and federal charges in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel in December 2024. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Do you need a reason to drive to Gold Ranch? Well, how about $1 billion? That's what the Powerball jackpot has hit.
With no winner once again in Monday night's drawing, the Powerball jackpot swells to $1 billion with an estimated cash value of $433 million. It's the 8th largest jackpot in Powerball's history, 15th largest if you also include Mega Millions drawings. This is also the largest jackpot of any drawing in 2026. Nobody has correctly picked the Powerball's 5 white balls and 1 red ball since early May. The last time Powerball hit $1 billion was Christmas Eve of 2025, when someone from Arkansas won $1.7 billion. The largest Powerball jackpot remains $2 billion on a ticket sold in California in November of 2022. Players have been scooping up $2 tickets in 45 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and now even in the U.K.
I would probably pick like numbers that are close to my heart, you know, like my Little League number, you know, maybe anniversary dates, family members' birthdays, stuff like that. Bruce Springsteen's birthday.
And of course, they're dreaming of how they'd spend their big winnings.
First thing I would do is buy a huge house for everyone in my family. Then I'd buy a separate house in Portugal. And then I'd open my own beach resort.
But regardless of how high the jackpot climbs, your odds of winning are still extremely slim. Just 1 in 292 million. Wednesday's drawing will be held at 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. Ryan Burrow, News Nation.
And if you plan on going to Gold Ranch to get your ticket punched, well, you're going to need to be have your ticket in your hand by 7 p.m. Goes without saying, do not approach the gas station in Hallelujah Junction. They're a little bit busy up there right now for obvious reasons. 12:23 here on the news at noon.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
Still no collisions to tell you about on the roadways right now. Thing in the metropolitan areas are moving along just fine. State Route 445, 446, and 447 are closed for firefighters, because of firefighters, I should say. We don't need traffic up in there getting in their way. It is 83 degrees in Reno, 85 in Dayton, 82 in Smith Valley, 71 degrees at Incline Village. There's a look at the traffic.
Partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Chance of thunderstorms. Better chance tomorrow morning and midday. But the flood watch will go from 5 tomorrow morning till 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Then we're going to have seasonal dry weather for the weekend. Cool Breeze knows when your AC isn't working, it is a real emergency. That's why they provide 24/7 emergency service. Cool Breeze, your local experts. 8 tonight, Larry Elder, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Hi, I'm Mike with Florence Fence.
And I'm Ben with Florence Fence.
Together, we are a family-run fence company in Northern Nevada. If you are needing a new fence
or need your fence repaired, call Florence Fence today.
775-267-9918.
We offer automated gates.
We offer dog kennels.
Vinyl.
Wood.
Iron.
And wire fence.
We offer it all.
Call today for a free estimate.
775-267-9918.
Or visit us on the web, FlorenceFenceInc.com.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
The last time the Reno Aces visited Tacoma, they came away with 5 wins. Well, they're going to have to sweep the rest of the series to repeat that. They lost 8-7 last night in Washington. First Northern Nevada High School volleyball game of the year going to be tomorrow night. Smith Valley hosting Paranagat Valley. Question mark for 5A. Can Spanish Springs football repeat after losing a number of top players to graduation? Well, that will be the difference between a special year and the building of a program. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
We've got 85 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport under some smoky skies. Things are going to change. We're actually going to have a flood watch starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. As Spirit of Halloween stores gear up for their biggest time of year, the chain could soon welcome new stores to its family.
Spencer Spirit Holdings, the parent company of Spirit Halloween, announced it's acquiring Hot Topic Inc. and its brands as part of a definitive agreement with Sycamore Partners. The move will bring Hot Topic, Box Lunch, and Her Universe stores under the Spencer Spirit Holdings umbrella, expanding its footprint to more than 3,000 stores in North America. That includes more than 1,500 Spirit Halloween stores that are now opening across the country, and the 44 Spirit Christmas stores expected to open later this year. Spencer's operates 650 locations across the country. There are 615 Hot Topic stores across North America and 280 Box Lunch stores. CEO of Spencer Spirit Holdings, Inc., Steven Silverstein, said in a statement, the transaction enhances our long-term durability, broadens our reach, and positions us to write the next chapter of retail history together. The deal is still pending regulatory approvals, but that could close later this year. It's a change from other recent announcements regarding mall-based stores. Last summer, Claire's filed for bankruptcy and shuttered hundreds of stores. Torrid also announced plans to close roughly 180 stores. Ryan Burrow, News Nation.
Time right now for today's Taste of Hollywood.
Taylor Swift set to be inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. The Grammy-winning singer will be inducted into the hall this fall, becoming the youngest writer ever to receive the honor at 36. Swift was elected in the Contemporary Songwriter/Artist category. The accolade comes after Swift's induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in New York in June, at which point she became the youngest female writer ever to join that hall. Julie Andrews confirming that she will not be part of the upcoming third Princess Diaries film. The 90-year-old actress telling the Hollywood Reporter that she's not completely retired, but doing a different kind of work these days, including writing and recording podcasts and voiceovers. She did say she was excited to see what writer Meg Cabot and lead Anne Hathaway have in store for the next film. The mother of Perez Hilton filing for temporary custody of his children. TMZ reporting that Hilton has signed a consent form to hand over temporary custodial rights over his 3 kids. This comes after the celebrity blogger was hospitalized after he appeared to harm himself while live streaming from his home on TikTok. Lindsey Buckingham says he and Stevie Nicks are back on speaking terms.
The former Fleetwood Mac bandmates have had a well-documented tumultuous history. While attending Variety's Power of Young Hollywood event, Buckingham told E! News that he talks with Nicks all the time now. He said the band has been working on a documentary for Apple TV that is set to come out at the beginning of next year. I'm Mark Mayfield.
That's entertainment. I'm Jennifer Bolsoni.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
WisdomJohns.ca, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley edging out Wisconsin State Assembly member Francesca Hong in the state's Democratic primary for governor.
Today I stand before you filled with gratitude, with humility, and hope as I formally accept the Democratic nomination to be the next governor of the great state of Wisconsin.
Crowley will face Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany in the November general election. The Justice Department says it is charging almost a dozen people for allegedly organizing more than 1,000 fake marriages, mostly to help Chinese nationals gain American citizenship. Here's Attorney General Todd Blanche.
Gaining American citizenship and legal status to reside in this great nation is a sacred privilege, and we will ensure it is always done in accordance with the law protecting our communities and national security.
America is listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time. It is 12:31 as we continue on KKFT Firewatch. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Greg Neft in downtown Reno right now, 85 degrees right now. There is a flood advisory in effect, so things are going to change, but they can't change fast enough. The Bug Fire sits at more than 66,000 acres. The Stallion Fire at 33,000. 0% containment for both of them. The fire crews say this one has been rough.
There's been too many communities threatened simultaneously and on different sides of the fire. So what that's led to is doing on a large scale what we call point protection. Instead of protecting one simple structure, we protected subdivisions. And that's going on right now. That's the fight that's going on in the field.
And Strategic Commander Jason Coyle says the fires are really posing a challenge to crews due to the high winds and dry conditions, something echoed by the incident commander.
No doubt we got some tough days ahead of us with these winds that you can see behind you, up in these winds and the challenging conditions. But there are successes taking place out in the field, and that's because of the cooperation amongst all these cooperators, fire departments, agencies within the community line areas.
Caleb Finch is asking everyone to be patient. He understands there's frustration. 2,600 people are under evacuation orders that will most likely grow, and we've got a map of the current evacuation zones up right now on our Twitter X page. Just search FM Talk 991. Meantime, if you are put on standby to evacuate,
if you are in the yellow, please get a go bag is what we call it. A duffel bag with some hygiene items, a couple days worth of clothes. If you have any medications, get those, put them in, any valuables that can fit in a small bag.
And Washoe Sheriff Darren Balaam says, if you are in the red,
if you are evacuated, please get out. Because for us, our job is to make sure we get the neighborhood safe so that fire can move that equipment in and protect those neighborhoods.
And Sheriff Balaam adds he understands why people might be reluctant to leave, but he says your home will not be alone.
Please know we will have roving patrols in those neighborhoods that have been evacuated. If you are one of those individuals that thinks you're going to take advantage of the situation, we will get you, and we will take the appropriate action and get you off the streets.
In the meantime, the woman accused of starting the Fred Mountain Fire, which merged into the Bug Fire, 47-year-old Christine Mitchell, confessed to police that she intentionally started several fires, which then in turn led to the Fred Mountain Fire. She faces a number of charges. 12:33 right here on the news at noon.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Get out of the fast food habit. Madness has taken over Reno. Teriyaki madness. Don't cook tonight. Enjoy a delicious, fresh, healthy alternative made to order. Start with rice or noodles, pick your protein, and pile on your favorite veggies. Teriyaki madness. Just a walk away. Teriyaki madness. Try one or two of their many appetizers to complement your dinner. Search for a teriyaki madness near you.
As we look ahead, one thing stays the same, our commitment to Northern Nevada. At Compani Auto Group, we've built our business on trust, transparent pricing, and doing right by the people who walk through our doors. That means no hidden fees, no surprises, and no pressure. We're proud to serve our neighbors, our families, and the people who make Northern Nevada what it is. From first-time buyers to long-time customers, we believe relationships matter more than transactions, and consistency matters more than quick wins. Whether you're buying your first vehicle or planning for what's next, we're here for the long run. Our focus is on helping you make confident decisions with clear information and a team you can trust. Because driving Northern Nevada forward means more than selling vehicles. It means standing behind our word, supporting our community, and showing up the same way year after year. We're proud to drive Northern Nevada forward together. Compani Auto Group, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Less taxes than Reno Sparks, excludes leases.
FM Talk Weather.
Partly cloudy to cloudy skies. Chance thunderstorms through tomorrow. Temperatures mid-80s today, low 80s tomorrow. Drying out and seasonal into the weekend. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Today at 5, Markley Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
The fight against fire continues up north. I'm John Potter for the new news. New mapping has the bug fire at 104 square miles burned. 0% containment. Hungry Valley and parts of Palomino Valley have been evacuated, along with other areas north of Lemon Valley and Spanish Springs, west of Pyramid Highway. Pyramid Lake is closed till Friday as copters are scooping up water. Fire crews are working the Winnemucca Ranch Road area today as they try to protect homes and other structures there. They report extremely dry fuel and extreme fire behavior with afternoon gusty winds, which unfortunately are in the forecast again today. The National Weather Service has a fire weather watch for lightning and strong outflow winds from this evening to tomorrow night for Tahoe, Truckee, and northern Washoe County. Power outages continue. Well over 1,000 customers without power yesterday and this morning in Washoe County. Most are in the North Valleys and by Pyramid Lake near the fires. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading, and government bond yields are retreating after inflation cooled modestly in July. Consumer prices increasing 3.4% year over year, which was down from June and in line with economists' expectations. On a monthly basis, consumer prices increased 0.1%. Today's report is critical data ahead of next month's Fed meeting, with investors divided on whether officials will hold rates steady or raise them by a quarter percentage point. Stocks tied to AI are among the biggest gainers today, following blockbuster earnings results from cloud computing company CoreWeave and server company Supermicrocomputer. And shares of Wendy's are surging 15%, following a Financial Times report that said that activist investor Nelson Peltz's Trian Partners was preparing a bid to take the fast food chain private. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time. It is 12:38 right here on the KKFT News at Noon, and we continue to be on fire watch. We're watching the bug fire, and we are watching the stallion fire very carefully. But right now, it's time for today's Bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler from Keystone CPAs and Keystone Wealth Management, Keystone Business Brokerage, that's all under the same roof right here, joins us for today's Bounce with Brian. Brian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Greg.
I want to run something by you that I found incredibly surprising, and I want to break this down in depth. Bankruptcies are soaring in Nevada, and not just personal bankruptcies, business bankruptcies. Nevada says that there's a study from Wallet Hub that shows that Nevada saw business bankruptcies jump by more than 30%. And that's a bit surprising, since nationally business bankruptcies only increased by about 11%. What's so special about Nevada in a dubious way for businesses here? What's going on?
That's a really good question. You know, I haven't heard from anybody directly that they're struggling that much that's forcing them into bankruptcy. Most of the bankruptcies I've heard rumblings around have been pretty isolated. So interesting for that to I guess, reveal itself a little more.
Well, and this study shows that the state recorded about 103 bankruptcy filings per 100,000 people last year. These are personal. Why can't people in Nevada make money? Are we gambling too much? I mean, what's going on here?
You know, I think part of it is the higher cost of living. Mm-hmm. People haven't figured out how to manage that. People tend to be reluctant to cut expenses on their living expenses. And so things start to rack up, and if they think it's temporary, sometimes it's not.
Well, unfortunately, that seems to be the case here in the Silver State. No silver. In the meantime, you mentioned the Consumer Price Index, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this. Inflation did rise quite a bit, and staples are up. How do people make ends meet in this kind of environment?
You know, it just has to be discipline still. I think people just have to really evaluate what's most important in their spending lives. You know, some costs are fixed and some are discretionary. And I just think we have to prioritize where we're spending our money right now and just be a little smart about it.
But I saw a figure that really shocked me. Grocery prices up 25%. I mean, groceries are a necessity. They are not a luxury. I mean, buy store brands. Do you not maybe buy the most expensive thing on the shelf anymore? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, I think there could be a lot of points. Shopping in the right places, being disciplined about how you create your grocery shopping lists. Mm-hmm. You know, I go in with a predetermined list of exactly what I'm going to buy for exactly the number of meals I'm going to prepare that week.
You do that?
I do. Every week I do it the exact same way.
No luxury items, no visiting the deli for cheese or anything like that?
Generally not.
Oh,
no.
My.
You know, it helps me to kind of stay on budget, but also helps me to understand when I get home from work, from a long day of work, I know exactly what I'm preparing for that evening's meal.
Well, they also say you should not go to a grocery store hungry. you ever run into that? It's like, oh, my goodness, I got to have that English cheddar. I just have to. I'm a cheese lover. Can you tell? This is interesting. California is going to raise its minimum wage to $17.40 per hour starting January 1st of next year. You want to talk about inflation? Do you think this is going to drive that sort of thing?
It'll certainly contribute to it. You know, anytime we have a raise in expenses, it percolate right out to the consumer, we're going to feel it.
Mm. And, you know, I mean, these folks, they certainly do need the money, and I'm sure they're very grateful for it. But, you know, minimum wage, I mean, who is paying minimum wage these days? I mean, I can't find anybody who would pay minimum wage. I mean, I think you might be a fool if you're doing that.
I think there are less and less people doing that, for sure.
Yeah. And I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, are you going to go to Gold Ridge to get the $1 billion Powerball jackpot?
You know, I don't get driven when we get up to the billion-dollar targets. I think there's just as much of an opportunity to win, which is very low opportunity. You know, at 50 million is zero, is a billion. So, you know, every once in a while we'll get a wild hair and go out there, but it's not something we frequent.
And do you recommend people do the same? I mean, you're the financial advisor here. Should I, after work, drive out to Gold Ranch and buy a ticket?
I think it's up to you. You know, Al might have a little bit of a gambling bug in us, whether it's sports or the lottery or gaming in the casinos. So if it scratches an itch and you really feel good about it, then what the heck? Just don't spend the whole, you know, budget on a couple of lottery tickets right now.
Well, somebody's got to win, Brian. Somebody must win. That's, you know, and one more thing I wanted to talk with you about, AI worker fears. I want to run something by you. A top executive coach says American workers need to address their fears that AI will replace them. He says employees need to look beyond their fears and look at how they can own their own participation at work for them to stand out from the crowd.
That is a differentiator. And for as simple as it sounds, most people duck and hide, and I teach people to raise their hand and contribute.
And that's Neil Shore. He's a employee coach here, an executive coach. Do you agree with that scenario? Or, I mean, are things overblown and just do your job and go home at night?
You know, I think it's a smart recommendation for most workers. I think there is a chance that certain low-level administrative tasks can be taken over by AI. So if people are willing to kind of step into other roles that they can retrain and kind of recraft what they're doing, mm-hmm. I think it'd be really smart for them to do so they don't end up holding an empty bag.
Speaking of bags, the start of school anyway, is delayed in Washoe County due to the fires, but most Northern Nevada students in other counties, they'll be starting next week or the week after. How much is a good amount of money to spend on back to school? Because I've seen the TV commercials and they're like, spend on new clothes and the backpacks, book bags, that sort of thing. You know, how much is a good target to spend for back to school clothing?
You know, that's a great question. I'd really hate spending money on clothing myself. So I remember the days when I had kids in school and we had a tight budget. The idea was to give them a couple of new outfits to send them into the new school season with.
Okay.
After that, it was really a weather change scenario. How do we make sure we kept their wardrobes, keeping them, you know, warm when it started to cool off? But that didn't have to be a back-to-school expense. It could be spread out over time.
Well, I would imagine that as your children became teenagers, your plan got exponentially harder.
Yeah, you just put the burden back on them, though. You know, help them earn some money and help them buy their own clothing when the time comes.
Well, if they are of that age, that certainly is something that parents can do. Well, today's Bounce with Brian, and that was a big one. Bounce with Brian from Keystone CPAs Wealth Management and Keystone Business Brokerage. Brian, you can be reached at 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. All sorts of good advice from you and the whole team here at Keystone. A free one-hour consultation. Brian, anything else to add, my friend?
I don't think so. We covered a lot of ground, so appreciate being here.
Well, of course. Well, we will talk to you soon as well. Always enjoy it. Brian Wheeler from Keystone, 1245 right now here on KKFT.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
We have some debris on the road on northbound 395 at Lemon Drive. That's the closest thing we have to an issue as far as that goes. However, there are road closures on the Pyramid Highway on 446 and 447 because of firefighting efforts. Remember, if you see emergency lights behind you when you're driving, pull over as best you can. Let the emergency firefighters through. Since 1986, Pro One Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of their automotive needs. And don't forget, Pro One Automotive is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's a little cooler today. It's 85 in Sparks, 81 in Minden, 85 in Yerington, 71 degrees at Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
Enough humidity to produce some thunderstorms through tomorrow. That's the expectation. And if we do get the thunderstorms, some of them could be heavy enough to produce flooding. That's why we have a flood watch from tomorrow morning at 5 until 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning, take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. 1 o'clock this afternoon after the noon news. It's Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Here's a harsh fact. 40% of women and nearly 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. Left untreated, these veins can cause tired, heavy legs, swelling, burning, cramping, aching, even restless leg syndrome. In some cases, it can lead to serious health risks, like blood clots. USA Vein Clinics offers minimally invasive treatments that take as little as 15 minutes, covered by most insurances. Call 775-237-2367 and schedule your appointment today. Don't wait. Call 775-237-2367 for free information today. Imagine walking, exercising, and sleeping peacefully again. Varicose and spider veins won't go away on their own. USA Vein Clinics can help. Call 775-237-2367 for fast, easy, and affordable solutions. USA Vein Clinics treatments are covered by most insurance plans. Don't put this off any longer. Call 775-237-2367.
Live great and celebrate. Meeting up with good friends. Making new ones. Celebrating anniversaries, birthdays, job promotions, or family reunions. At Glen Eagles Restaurant, expect the best in service and food preparation. Comfortable atmosphere, elegant sitting rooms, and rich wood decor. Glen Eagles special purpose rooms accommodate everything, from small business meetings to bridal showers and large wedding receptions. Cozy up in rooms with fireplaces, or when the weather's nice, dine outside on two patios. Whether cocktails, appetizers, or a sit-down dinner, make reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner. More information at GlenEaglesRestaurant.com. Glen Eagles is Carson City's finest dining.
Open Wednesday through Saturday for dinner and on very special occasions. Glen Eagles sets the bar for delicious cuisine and top-of-the-line satisfaction. It's easy to see why Glen Eagles Restaurant is Carson City's finest. Live great. Come celebrate.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
FM News Talk Time, 12:50. Time right now for today's tech trends.
A top executive coach says American workers need to address their fears that AI will replace them. Neil Shore says there are practical things workers can do to quell their fears.
Those that are really focused in on differentiating themselves through high productivity and just breaking things up or doing things different are going to continue to thrive.
A recent Reuters Ipsos poll reveals 53% of Americans fear artificial intelligence could cost them their job, and Neil believes those fears could lead to workers starting to swirl. He says the swirls happen when you ruminate about your fears and make the situation worse than it actually is. YouTube is making it harder for creators to earn money on the site. In order to get ad revenue, creators now need to have 8,000 qualified watch hours over the past year, or 20 million qualified shorts views over the last 3 months. And Google revealed that its Gemini app now has over 1 billion active monthly users. Tech Report, I'm Matt Mattinson.
Time right now to save you some money with Hillary Barsky.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many consumers are afraid to haggle when it comes to making new purchases. Financial experts say don't be afraid to engage in the practice, especially when it comes to businesses that are not online. Comparing offers, timing requests, and speaking to multiple customer service representatives can improve results. In addition to a lower price, you can also ask for other perks like free shipping. Some of the categories that it pays to haggle include hospital bills. If the person you speak with offers a settlement that's still too high, call back another day to see if a different representative will offer a lower amount. New cars. In addition to negotiating the sales price, dealerships may be willing to offer other perks to sweeten the deal. Buying a home. Most importantly, do your research before making an offer. When it comes to mortgage rates and fees, never take the first offer a lender gives you. Shop around for at least 3 quotes. And furniture. The real place to score discounts is in person, not online. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
It's 12:52 on the news at noon.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
High school football and high school volleyball get started this week. We've already had our first soccer game. That was earlier in the week when Reno beat Truckee. First volleyball game going to be tomorrow night in Smith Valley. Marinigan Valley taking on Smith Valley. Then more games on Friday and Saturday. In 5A football, Spanish Springs had a special undefeated season for the championship last year. Can they repeat after losing 18 all-regional players to graduation? That's a big question mark for 5A. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Character is like a tree, and reputation like its shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. The shade of a tree is a joy in the summer, but for refreshing cool air in your home or office, call the company with an Honest Abe reputation at 359-1985. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain. And in 1967, they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing. Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranty.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Here's some good news for Northern Nevada job seekers. Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry, is expanding its workforce in Carson City. Open positions include quality inspectors, metalworkers, welders, and electronic technicians. With some of the area's best wages, a sign-on bonus, and benefits beginning on day one, there's never been a better time to apply. Watch for the next job fair, or you can apply today at chromalloy.com. Your future takes flight at Chromalloy.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
At Carson City Trailer, we have the solutions to keep you working or playing. Whether it's utility, equipment, dump, or horse trailers, we have what you need. Also, be sure to take advantage of our fully stocked parts department, and if you currently own a trailer, be sure to take advantage of our full service department. Carson City Trailer, 6441 Highway 50 East, 885-7444. Again, that's 885-7444.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
Partly cloudy to cloudy skies. Chance thunderstorms through tomorrow. Temperatures mid-80s today, low 80s tomorrow. Drying out and seasonal into the weekend. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Today at 5, Markley Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And it is 12:57 here on the news at noon. A study says there are hidden chemicals in 85% of the personal care products we use, including soap, shampoo, lotions, sunscreen, and deodorant. Scientists at the Million Marker Research Institute in Berkeley tested more than 100 products from major companies like Amazon, Target, Walmart, and Dollar Tree. They found that most contain at least one dangerous chemical that can cause infertility, impact pregnancy, child development, or increase the risk of cancer. These ingredients were not listed on labels. And one out of four products called non-toxic, fragrance-free, or hypoallergenic contained the ingredients they said they had avoided. Researchers said the only personal health care category that passed with flying colors was oral care. They think that's because those products are regulated as over-the-counter drugs. Something to think about next time you get some shower gel. A family in California has found clear signs of a person living under their home.
A couple and their four children have been renting the home in Hemet for 3 months. They quickly started hearing strange noises, the sound of doors closing, and the sound of alarms. Eventually, they removed a board attached.
And that was Daniel Martindale reporting. A new study shows that belly fat predicts a person's heart disease risk more accurately than BMI.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine looked at 260,000 adults over 20 years and found that waist and waist-to-hip ratio was a much better indicator to forecast both heart and brain events. They say that's because body mass index can't tell whether a person has more fat sitting right below the skin or more visceral fat, the dangerous kind that surrounds internal organs in the abdomen. Their message is that we all need to reduce our obsession with BMI and body weight. The findings are published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
You can also eat less. FM News Talk Time, 12:59. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the KKFT News at Noon. Thanks so much for joining us. We will be back with you tomorrow before you know it with all the latest news on the fires that are happening in Northern Nevada. I'm Greg Neff. Make it a great afternoon. Stay safe.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.